With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. It is Dom time. So, I know, even last night when I spoke to the Camden County Republicans, we were talking about student loan debt, some of the debt that some of the people there had. It's an ongoing thing. And this is triggering a lot of stuff in our society, right? So colleges, though, are in an arms race to attract people to come there. And now, who knew, Lock Haven and some others, but LaSalle became the first one here in the Philadelphia area that we know of, now to say that you can bring your doggy to school, to college, at the start of the fall 2019 semester. Students who live there, intend to live there, can apply to have their dogs approved as on-campus pets. And I'm looking at the assistant vice president of residence life. Allowing students the option to bring a pet to campus provides many opportunities for self-growth, teaches responsibility and compassion. I heard what Bill said, though. I don't know. Does a dog see it that way there? Is that enough space? And what's driving this? I think, look, this snowflake stuff, maybe sometimes we overdo it, maybe not. Is that it? And it just doesn't seem to be that we see anybody that's in an arms race to lower cost. It's all about adding more of these things that have little or nothing to do with education. That's what happens. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push #1210 and you're on board. I can't imagine sorting this stuff out, too. You know, it's hard enough living in that situation with people with different styles, who's noisy, who's not, all that type of stuff. Now you're bringing dogs into it. It's got to have all kinds of issues here. All right, let's go to Terry in Cherry Hill. Terry, I think you got one of the problems. Welcome in, Terry. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you, Terry, very, very much.
I learned so much from you. It's amazing. But I guess my thought is I don't think they really thought this through. Like, what happens if the dog bites someone?
Right.
Do the parents have to carry an extra rider on their insurance? Or, like, how does that whole thing work out? Because dogs... If dogs get excited, they may bite someone.
Right, and with enough dogs here and enough dogs in residence, no, that's a good question. I just learned about this last night, so I got to look up and see what Lock Haven did, what you have to sign off on that. They're the ones that did it. And again, I don't think it's the worst idea in the world, but it's all this emotional stuff, Terry, and the emotion that kids ought to be having is, I'm paying too much money to go to these places.
I agree 100%. I go up to that area every year on vacation. I go up actually a little further. It's in Tamarack. It's a beautiful area. But I know so many kids that are saddled with costs for college that are more than what I paid for my home.
Yeah.
Which is astounding.
It is outright. Have a great weekend, Terry. Thank you. Thanks for the nice words, too. Yeah. You would think that would be the trigger. Does this stuff occur to people while they're going to college? Oh, man, the debt that I'm putting in. You know, I don't know what breaks through here. This complex of going, and this will be the new attractive thing. Oh, I really have to go to that school because I can bring the pooch, right? This is going to be the new accoutrement that goes with this stuff. And then you're going to see competing things. I'm sure the colleges will come up with dog trainers or some kind of playground for the dog. You know, there will be competition along these ways. But this isn't getting at the bottom line. Where's the arms race to lower cost and to ensure that this matches up with career moves that will be out there? And it's just not. It's just not there. So, J.D. Moyne, you know how much I admire him, the writer for the Bucks County Courier Times, he has said he has little or no compassion anymore for people ringing up these huge student loan debts. In other words, 10 years ago, maybe, before it really sunk in and dawned on people, boy, this is difficult stuff, right? How much more reason do you need, though? Do you see schools, and I try to follow these things, in an arms race to say we're about cost cutting? We realize that this is a big deal to people and the debt they're being saddled with. So if you come here, you're going to get a great education and we are keeping the cost down. Nope. It's all about adding things like this to attract people and to distract them. I don't know. I think somebody told me is to live on campus at LaSalle is about $55 a year. Wow. It's stunning. I don't think you're going to be going and walking your dog in the neighborhood there, too. I'm just saying, around LaSalle, it's been a lot of trouble recently. John's in Center City. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, John.
Morning, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Hey, look, you're absolutely right. This is the snowflake mentality. LaSalle has had comfort pets on campus for the last 2 years. Now, within the last week, they've had town meetings and everything else that students are up in arms about the security off in the neighborhood and around campus. And this is the way they're going to address it, by letting students bring their pets in on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of spending money on security and safety, they're going to go out and put dog parks mm-hmm. inside the dorm and grooming facilities.
Well, I would say this, John, because I know some of these guys. They're former cops there and all that. I do think they do that. I just don't think you can be living in that neighborhood safely, pretty much, outside the bubble of LaSalle, a block or so. You know what I mean? I don't know how much security they'd be able to put there. I think you're foolish.
There are police officers there. There are retired police officers there. But once you step off the campus of LaSalle, you're not a police officer anymore, and you don't have any jurisdiction to go into an off-campus house.
Right.
And it's the students that run out into the neighborhoods, they got their faces down in their phones, and they're doing things that are questionable in nature, and then it turns around and they blame everything back on LaSalle.
That's how I see it. That's exactly right.
Instead of LaSalle addressing the issues at hand, they're turning to the snowflake mentality to, okay, you can bring your dog on campus and that'll make you feel better.
Yeah, well, and there's going to be an arms race with this, with all kinds of pets. I'm sure there'll be pigs included at some point. By the way, speaking of pets, did you happen to see this accomplishment? Bobby the Brain Heenan, right? The alleged creep who was bothering the children in Children's Hospital. Remember that in the federal indictment, the councilman? Alleged creep, right, Bobby the Brain? He's big on fighting that people can have chickens running in their backyards. That's his big bill right now. This moron. I'm saying, you know, a world class of buffoons on Philadelphia City Council, Bobby the Brain Heenan might be the biggest. That pet story is on my mind. But is John right, though? What is this about? Well, it's all about all these amenities that you get by going to college. That ultimately distracts from and drives up cost. There's no way around it. And I'm saying, if I get a chance in the Oval Office again, I don't care what we're talking about. I got to whisper in Trump's ear, big college. Go after big college. That's the pivot toward all this socialism stuff. Go after them and make this. And I'm telling you, a lot of parents will say, the president's talking about this. The issue's finally out there. What does it take to say it's costing too much? It's not. This isn't a pure capitalist thing. Well, Dom, you're a capitalist. Why can't they charge what they want? Because we're funding it. That's why. It's not pure capitalism. But people wanted to go to school and had all these accoutrements and it cost $1 million a year. Knock yourself out if you can get fools to do that. But taxpayers are underfunding this. Our society is doing this with Pell Grants and everything else. I was told by a guy last night, Golden Beacon? The name of the school occurred to me. They only have a few students, and yet the college president was making $600,000 a year. Come on. Is this just another one of those things?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.